teacher at school sent a child home early because the child was bad. The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child... What? Why would the nurse at school send a child home?
Well, I guess you'd say because the child was bad. Or...
Well, no. Now, the principal or the teacher would send a child home if the child was bad.
Yeah.
But the nurse is supposed to look after the health of the children.
Oh.
So you'd say the nurse sent a child home early because the child...
was sick.
Fine. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick. Where?
In the stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Well, a lot of people here say we serenade the bride and groom.
And what happens at a serenade? And what do they do?
Well, I'll tell you, I have been in a few serenades myself, and what we always did, we didn't do it at the time of the wedding. We found out when these people, if they were going off on a honeymoon, you know, when they came back, we always found out where they were going to live and everything about it. Naturally, everything was ready. We'd get in there and we'd disfigure the beds or anything that we could, you know. Just something to aggravate them, I guess you would say.
Well, did people do that to you when you were married?
No.
I
married in Charleston, South Carolina, and when we got ready to get married, we taken my auntie and my wife's father and just went down to the probate judge and got our license. And he married us right there to keep down some of that.
That's probably very sensible. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or the what will get you.
Well, now, some people say the spooks will get you, or some will say the boogeyman. A lot of people use that here. The boogeyman will get you.
What do you say to your friends on December the 25th when you see them?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Excuse me. Let's see. Do you ever use any other expressions besides Merry Christmas on Christmas Day?
Usually that's what we use here, I would say, more than anything else.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I certainly am glad I don't have to what this very far.
Well, a lot of us use the word lug, that old suitcase.
Now, do you ever use the word tote?
Tote, yes, some people use that too, tote.
Well, now, would there be a difference between lug and tote?
To my opinion, there wouldn't be any difference. In it, I wouldn't think.
Okay. What do you call something that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its feet and its head and its tail up inside its shell?
We call them a turtle.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing that lives on land?